Rural hospitals are chronically hard to keep open. Desperate to stay in business and keep serving their communities, two Missouri hospitals recently handed over their operations to a private company that promised to turn them around. But the approach that company is using is unusual, and it's gotten hospitals in other states in hot water. In collaboration with KCUR and KPIA, Side Effects Public Media's Bram Sable-Smith reports.
City Hall in Fulton, Missouri was packed when Jorge Perez was introduced in September. He stood shyly at the podium as he received a standing ovation. He had just saved the only hospital in the county. It was scheduled to shut its doors that week, which would have made Fulton the country's 20th rural community to lose its hospital in the past 2 years alone. Instead, it joined the growing list of hospitals rescued by Jorge Perez.
We travel all over the country, and we see this same thing that we see here in Fulton, you know, a town that's fighting to keep their hospitals right now.
At a time when rural hospitals are struggling, Perez has bought close to 20 of the facilities in states including Kansas, Missouri, Oklahoma, and Florida. He thinks he can make them profitable. By next year, he wants to own 50.
Part of our secret sauce is that, you know, we'll bring in new services that didn't exist before.
But one of those services is raising serious questions at a different rural hospital, Putnam County Memorial in Unionville, Missouri. In September 2016, one of Perez's companies took over the hospital. Days later, a separate company incorporated in Florida and started billing for laboratory work through Putnam Memorial, including for work that was not conducted there. Within 6 months, the hospital generated $92 million. By comparison, it generated less than $8 million the year before. The change raised flags with the state's auditor, Nicole Galloway.
It appears that Putnam County Memorial Hospital is being used as a shell company for questionable lab activity that's occurring across the country.
In August, Galloway issued a scathing report questioning the lab billings. 80% of the revenue went to private lab companies, some with business ties to Perez.
The significant majority of these billings occurred for patients that have never been to Putnam County Memorial Hospital, have never even been to Missouri.
Galloway turned her findings over to criminal authorities, including the FBI. Jorge Perez says he runs a similar program at some of his other hospitals, and he defended the practice, saying not only is it legal, there's even a book written about how to do it.
And we had numerous attorneys review that, and the only other opportunity this hospital had to survive was for them to put a lab outreach program.
Michigan healthcare attorney Brian Bauer has seen several of these types of arrangements in the past 2 years. He says while they may be legal, there's a catch. Insurance companies typically cut small rural hospitals a deal, paying them at higher rates. But when they make those deals, insurers are not anticipating this kind of high-volume lab program and its tens of millions of dollars in extra revenue.
The insurance companies usually object, taking the position, well, this isn't the volume that we agreed to.
And that's the real risk for Putnam County. Insurance companies may try to recoup their money. In fact, right now, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Mississippi is suing a rural hospital, as well as several lab companies, for nearly $34 million over a similar lab program. But these arrangements may not leave hospitals with the resources to repay.
So you have the hospital in this uncomfortable situation.
In Putnam County, less than 15% of the lab proceeds stayed with the hospital. So while Perez's company says $6 million of the hospital's debt has been paid off since it took over, there's a lot more money on the line if insurers come asking for their money back. And at least two may be looking to do just that. Bram Sable-Smith, Side Effects Public Media.